Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now the rain is driving, my hands feel old. And everyone is asking if I'm tired of the cold.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. The singer and guitarist Courtney Hartman spent 10 years playing bluegrass with the Nashville band Della May, but earlier this year, she released her debut solo album, and we often say things like, well, a solo album is a personal journey, and it's kind of a cliche, but in Courtney's case, it's literally true. She walked 500 miles along the medieval pilgrimage route in Spain known as the Camino de Santiago, writing songs as she went and recording them on her new album called Ready Reckoner. She's made her way here to our studios today, car rather than walking, but she's here to play some of those songs for us. This first one is called Belfry.
I am no speaker. I fumble all of my words. When something needs saying, it only makes it worse. I heard you calling, and I turned the other way. There was nothing left that I wanted less than to say what you said to say. Send out a light from the belfry. Send out a light from the ivy tower. Send out a light from the belfry, telling the hour to go. He was no prophet, no proper lineage, just a herdsman outworking, a sower of the sycamore fig. And they called him Amos, a giver of the word. When something needed saying, he put it into verse. Crying, send out a light from the belfry. Send out a light from the ivory tower. Send out a light from the belfry, telling the hour to go. Cover up the doubter, I don't need the doubter weighing in. And send out a light from the belfry. Send out a light from the ivory tower. Send out a light from the belfry, telling the hour to go. Oh, send out a light from the belfry. Send out a light from the ivory tower. Out a light from the belfry, telling the hour to go, telling the hour to go.
That is Courtney Hartman with a song called Belfry. Courtney singing and playing the guitar with Jason Berger behind the drum kit here in our studio. Courtney, nicely done. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So is Belfry one of the songs that you wrote while you were in Spain doing El Camino?
It was actually not. So I had a small chunk of songs that I wrote in Brooklyn. I was living there at the time. And that one I would sneak up to my rooftop past the door that said do not enter, the alarm will go off, and took me 3 years to realize the alarm would not go off. And there was a belfry that kind of rose up from the skyline from that rooftop.
Yeah. But belfries, churches, cathedrals, mm-hmm. they're kind of they're landmarks along that 500-mile mm-hmm. route, right? You go from Roncesvalles, if you start actually mm-hmm. in France, and then Lyon, and of course you end up in Santiago de Compostela.
Yeah.
What brought you there?
I think it was a strange kind of... A calling is a weird word to use because we use it too much maybe, but it just kept coming up, this idea of walking and riding, and then that pilgrimage in particular. And part of what fascinated me so much or drew me to it was how long it's existed and its existence as a spiritual journey mm-hmm. Through the physical journey. Because they're so connected.
Right. Well, in medieval times, it was an exclusively Christian thing. And for centuries, Christians made this pilgrimage route to the western end of Spain, mm-hmm. where it is believed the remains of the Apostle St. James are buried, right?
Right.
But sometime relatively recently, there was a book in the 80s or 90s that kind of turned the story around, and now it has become a thing that lots of people do
yeah.
as just kind of a spiritual or meditative practice, it seems.
Yeah, people from all walks of life.
Yeah.
And actually, prior to it being more of a holy Christian walk, holy in a broad sense, mm-hmm. it was a pagan pilgrimage. So there were different traditions that it went through, which I find really interesting, and this process of you meet people there and everyone is in some sense going through some sort of a transformation or progressing through something in their life, whether they know it when they start or not.
Mm. So was this kind of like something you had planned for a long time, or was just the signs got to be too much and you're like, all right, I'm doing this?
Yeah. Yeah, I told one friend and he sent me a flight sale that was ending in a couple hours. And so I looked at my calendar and just was like, there we go, I'll put it there. And then I didn't tell anyone for like 2 months that I had bought a flight and then did it a couple months later.
So when was this?
This was in April of 2017.
Okay. Now, just in terms of logistics, I mean, my mom did the Camino mm-hmm. a couple of years back. And a big part of the logistics of doing the pilgrimage route is how much can you carry?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're walking all day, every day. And you did 500 miles, right?
Yeah.
Now, there were people join, as you know, along the way. So how did you have a guitar with you?
Because it's existed for so long, there is an infrastructure so you can stay in what's called an albergue with other pilgrims. So you don't have to carry as much stuff. You're also not carrying all your food because you're going through places. So I had a little guitar, and there's a company in Maine who they've made guitars for me in the past, and they built me the smallest, like most beautiful sounding guitar to take with me. And I called the owner. I said, this is a crazy idea, but you know, how can I get a guitar that sounds amazing and is super sturdy? And he was like, I'll make one for you.
Wow.
And then Osprey Pax constructed a little sling that it went into, and it just went along with me.
Wow. And so at the end of the day's walk, you would sit under the stars or in the hostel and write?
Yeah, that's what I thought I would do. I thought it would be kind of, you know, like perfect. And
yeah.
Most of the times I was like burning my blisters and being exhausted and super hungry and... But I tried to ride as consistently as I could,
mm-hmm.
whether that was while I was walking or stepping aside.
Well, now, we began this session with just a little bit of your song, Too Much,
mm-hmm.
which actually has the sound of you walking.
Mm-hmm.
Did you collect a lot of sound as you were going?
I did, yeah. Yeah, that was just a clip of somewhere along the way, my feet and my walking stick. I thought I would record while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of... the process was letting go of my own expectations of myself and letting go of the failure. I thought I had failed.
So the idea of a pilgrimage, a journey, it's one of a number of themes that comes up. I mean, walking mm-hmm. as an image appears mm-hmm. in a couple of lyrics on this album. But there's also another theme, and that is kind of our stewardship of the earth, which I imagine as you're walking through hundreds of miles of hills in rural Spain, that kind of thinking comes pretty naturally, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I grew up, I am a Christian, and I grew up in that community of people. And I think there's this strange dissonance right now where people think that, ultimately, it should be our number one priority to care for each other in the land. We are stewards. And so I do feel very passionate about that.
Mm-hmm. There's also a track on the album called Koyaanisqatsi, which is the name of a famous Godfrey Reggio silent film that Philip Glass did music for. And that whole film is about life out of balance and, you know, how we are not taking care of ourselves or our planet. Why did you title a piece after that film?
Well, it actually came, I was part of a project called One Beat. And
oh, you were in the One Beat. Okay.
Uh-huh. And
which is this group of musicians from literally all around the globe coming together and making songs
27
together.
27 countries, I think.
Yeah.
So one of our projects, the director went to Godfrey Reggio's door and knocked on it and said, I want to do a rescore of the film with this group of people. And he said, okay. So we spent a week with 10 of us rewriting the score for that film. So I've actually never seen the film with the Philip Glass soundtrack to it.
Okay.
I should do that.
You should do that.
Yeah.
It's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although I would love to see it with your music.
Yeah, it was so this the piece that I wrote then, I just had this kind of rolling guitar line for one of the sections and then wrote lyrics as if I was writing from the perspective of the land, kind of talking to us. So it sounds like a relational storyline. But it's a relational storyline between the earth and us,
right,
and that dissonance.
We're speaking with Courtney Hartman. The album is called Ready Reckoner. I want to ask you about that title in a little bit. But the opening track is a kind of a striking image. Hollow is the name of it. And, you know, right away, the idea of being hollowed out. Do you enter like a Zen-like state when you're walking so much every day, the repetition of 10, 11, 12 miles a day?
Yes, it became meditative in a way. If for nothing else at times than to just not dwell on feeling hungry or tired or, you know, whatever ache in your body was at the moment. But I did, the first few days, I did feel like I needed to be quiet and not play at all, not sing at all. And this whole idea of a hollowing out felt very present. And I'm only thinking of this just now, but after a couple days of that, this was the first thing I wrote.
Huh. Okay. You want to play it for us?
I do.
All right. Courtney Hartman is here with Jason Berger, guitar and drummer respectively, and the album's called Ready Reckoner. Courtney will be performing on September 19th at the Owl Music Parlor. But right now, Courtney is here. So let's hear this song called Hollow.
Follow the trail
say for myself. And bottle up the sound of slow moving water and pigeons when they coo and flutter and church bells tolling the time of the day. And someone telling someone to stay. Ooh. Halt my step when I move too fast, walking blindly past night into day.
Once again, Courtney Hartman singing and playing the guitar, Jason Berger behind the drum kit. Song's called Hollow, and it is from her debut solo album called Ready Reckoner. I mentioned in introducing you, Courtney, that you played with Delamay, this Nashville string band, for many years. Is that the music you grew up with, bluegrass and string band music?
Yeah, it is. My first instrument was classical violin when I was about 3, and then that turned into fiddle. And then at about 12, I was tired of the fiddle contest world and realized you could go to a festival and just play music for fun.
Yeah.
And picked up guitar when I was about 11 or 12.
Okay. I hate making, you sound like so-and-so. So instead, I'm just going to phrase it as a question. Was Joni Mitchell ever on your radar as, you know, a songwriter, an influence?
Later. I think I was like 18 when I heard Blue, 18 or 19, and then very much so. And I smile only because I went on a long rabbit trail of reading some interviews from her this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't sound like her, but you sound like someone who might like her, if you
Absolutely.
Know what I mean.
Yeah, and that's the best thing I could hear.
Yeah. So in addition to bringing yourself and Jason here, and the guitar, you've also brought in a book with a little bit of honeycomb stuck to the... Do you always travel with honeycomb?
I guess it's been my case for a while.
Okay. The book is, in fact, A Ready Reckoner. So explain what A Ready Reckoner was.
I'll explain how I came to it. I just liked the word reckoner. and felt like part of the year of writing for me and walking. And it was a bit of a reckoning for me,
mm-hmm.
with some of who I was and then some of who I needed or wanted to be in the world. And so I liked that word, and then I liked the idea of being at the ready.
Mm-hmm.
So put those words together, stuck them into Google. And then this thing came up that I found out that a ready reckoner was a hard copy calculator of sorts, a table of formulas that people would have for their specific vocation. So the one that I bought on Amazon, because we can do that now.
Yes,
and
yes.
Get a book from like 1905. It says it's a ready reckoner form book and log book, which at first I thought meant you would write in it.
Right, like a diary or a mm-hmm. log. You know, captain's log.
Exactly.
Stardate 111, but yeah, whatever it is. But what it really means is how to turn a log into lumber.
And it's all these numbers and lines, and it's so cool.
How many contents of plank board measures thickness 4 inches? And there's a whole page of the different board lengths if you're cutting the wood 4 inches thick. I think my favorite page is how to weigh cattle.
Mm-hmm.
This is great stuff.
I didn't even get through that page.
So it's got all these tables of, you know, if you're running a store, how much does it cost? How much do you charge someone at 62.5 cents per item? I mean, that's actually one of the pages here.
To think that that was a thing you could even
buy
something for.
It's really astonishing. So you had the title before you knew what it meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I fell in love with the idea even more.
Yeah.
Just that we have these ways that we think we can get to formulas.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so beautiful. They're these beautiful little books.
I'll take your word for it, because this one's covered with honeycomb. It really is kind of fascinating, you know, interest laws of all the states, sample business forms. And then, as I say, page after page of, you know, measurements of timber and wood planks and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So
if there are any old-fashioned bookmakers listening, I would like to make my own ready reckoner. So let's collaborate.
What would go in it?
Just lines. Just empty lines. Maybe some lyrics and some poetry.
So the album Ready Reckoner was made here in New York, in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
with Shahzad Ismaili,
mm-hmm.
who people will know from his work with Tom Waits, Lou Reed, but, I mean, he's been in our studio many... He's one of those people mm-hmm. who, every time he's here, he's with another group of people.
Right, that makes sense.
So he generally produces things that come out of his studio, but it seems like in this case he was pushing you to take on that role.
Yeah, from pretty much the very beginning... it was a little bit of a dance of me finding my feet and him stepping in when it felt necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if for nothing else than to be like, no, you know what you want to hear, just figure it out.
Right.
And then he engineered the record. So he was around for all the primary tracking, and wow, just like such a deep, crazy deep musician.
Yeah. And an ace producer, and you did a great job in the event as well, because there are all kinds of unusual colors on this record. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's not just the sound of you walking the Camino in Spain, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, the horns, Doug Wieselman's clarinet, some of the voices, Anais Mitchell, who people will know from the multiple Tony winner Hadestown,
which
is one of your backing singers. And so is Sam Amidon, who is from Folk Family Royalty up in Vermont, and, you know, also someone we've had here in the studio on a number of occasions in a number of different contexts. So was this like a gathering of old friends, or was it a meeting of new friends? How did that all come together?
It was a little mix of both. You know, it's funny, we do what we call solo projects, or, you know, they're never solo.
Right.
And I felt so surrounded by people that I felt cared for by.
Mm-hmm.
And some were really dear friends, and then some were new friends. I knew Anais from before that, but I had never met Sam, and so that was a connection through Shahzad. And I knew Bill Frisell, but also that was a, you know, kind of having multiple hands to connect you to people.
Right.
So
you,
mix.
You and Bill Frisell do an instrumental piece together called Neglect. But the song you're going to do next for us won't be satisfied. This one has Sam Amidon on it, on the album. And by the end of the song, there's a fair amount of production going on. You know, the sound is big and lush. So how do you do this live? Is it kind of retrofitted for just the two of you, you and Jason? Or is this kind of close to the way you heard it in your mind's ear when you first wrote it?
Well, I guess a mix of both. And I do a good amount of just solo stuff, so that feels natural because it's just how I wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, we recorded this just duo.
Really?
Yeah, which is fun because now we're just kind of sitting here duo.
You mean before all the other stuff got added in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was duo and then a little bit of Shahzad and a little bit of Sam.
Sam, right.
And Aaron Roach sang a little bit.
Yep.
He's in New York. And mm-hmm. then a little bit of Sam's son, Arthur, who was six at the time. He played some trumpet.
Like real trumpet or?
Like real trumpet.
Really?
It's not like
a
trumpet.
Not a toy trumpet.
Yeah, I paid him in Skittles. I sent him a bag of Skittles. I think that's the best gig payment he'll get.
All right. Well, the song is called Won't Be Satisfied, and this is one of the songs on the record that comes back to that theme of stewardship, of taking care of the planet. You want to play it for us?
I do. Let me just fix my tuning real quick.
All right, you do that, and I will remind people that Courtney Hartman is back near her old haunts in Brooklyn on Thursday, the 19th of September, at Owl Music Parlor. Right now, Courtney and Jason Berger are here. Let's hear this live performance of Won't Be Satisfied.
We have seen mercy rise up like a mountain. We have seen the mountains settle into sea. And we have seen the sea swallow up a thousand. And we have seen a thousand rise in victory. And we won't be satisfied, sing the children. And we won't be satisfied, sing the children of the land. We have seen clouds that brought no water, and we have seen the water fought over in vain, and many times in vain we have listened for the thunder, and many times the thunder still brought no rain. And we won't be satisfied, sing the children, the children. And we won't be satisfied, sing the children of the land. Children, and we won't be satisfied, sing the children of the land. And we won't be satisfied, sing the children, and we won't be satisfied, sing the children of the land.
Won't be satisfied, Courtney Hartman, voice and guitar, Jason Berger on the drums. That's from the album called Ready Reckoner. So were you sort of attuned to nature and taking care of the environment before the experience of walking 500 miles through the hills and valleys of Spain, or did that bring something new to the fore for you?
Yes and yes, okay. I think. Yeah.
So already leaning in that direction, but yeah. This experience must have really been a...
I've always been... draw a lot of energy from being outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I grew up in the country, kind of in the foothills in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So hiking was always a big thing. And we were taught to take care of things and animals and stuff. But then getting out there and just being in it gives you a different perspective as well.
How long were you on the pilgrimage route?
40 days.
40 days. And 40 nights, presumably.
Exactly.
Was that just a coincidence, or did you have something biblical in mind?
It was a coincidence.
Okay.
Yeah. But it, I guess it works well.
Yeah. And certainly seems to have provided grist for the mill for the for a really, really fine debut solo album by Courtney Hartman, which is called Ready Reckoner. It is out now. Courtney, it's been a real pleasure having you here with us today.
Thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck.
Young breath is burning the skin. Your mouth takes in my water.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
Rain falls sharp as ice, and the oceans tumble.